So, you've come along to this members' weekend, but you may be thinking, what is philosophy of health? Now, maybe you've tried to sort of go onto good old Google, the thing that people use these days, don't know the answer to something, go and Google it. And there you might have got a bit disappointed, because you may have found there's a MA on offer from Birmingham University on philosophy of health and happiness, but not a lot else. So the first question we can ask then is, what is philosophy of health? And the first thing I want to say about it is, it's a new branch of philosophy. And, you know, we might think, well, we all experience health or no health, whatever, not bad health. So we might think, well, we know what health means. Then we might recall good old Socrates, who would go out in the marketplace asking people, what is courage, what is justice? And people would come rushing forward to supply him with answers, only for Socrates to shoot their answers down and show them how absurd they were. And so what I want to say is that superficially we may think that we know what health is or what it means, but as we start to dig down into this concept, it becomes more and more difficult to say what it is. Well, we're going to have an attempt over this weekend to grapple with it, and I hope lots of interesting discussion will arise out of that, because we just need to keep thinking and thinking again about it. So I was looking for some quotes from philosophers on the subject of health, and came up with this one from good old René Descartes, who tells us that the conservation of health is without doubt the primary good and the foundation of all other goods of this life. Now, you might then ask yourself, well, is this true? And I sort of thought about this and thought, well, you know, does it explain suicide? Does it explain people who will not only sacrifice their own life, but the lives of other people? For example, in war, or the other thing we're finding at the moment, you know, suicide bombers around. So how does that sort of tie up with the primary sort of good that we think is the foundation of all the other goods? Well, you might answer that by saying, well, these people who commit suicide are not healthy. So, well, that might start to get us in some direction. But one thing I think is true to say, until somebody tells me otherwise, is that we all want to be healthy and not unhealthy. You know, if you're given a choice, which are you going to choose? You're going to choose, I think, to be healthy. So the other question you might ask yourself is, why study philosophy of health? Or to put the question in a different way, why is philosophy of health important? And what I want to say about philosophy of health is that it emerges from, but is distinct from, the philosophy of medicine and the philosophy of healthcare. So I've drawn a diagram there of how they might relate to each other. You might want to play around with those boundaries a little bit. We'll see what happens during the weekend. Philosophy of medicine has been around for quite some time. It has a Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy entry for it, always a good sign. And on that site it tells us that philosophy of medicine is the study of medical theory, research, practice and history, particularly metaphysical and epistemological topics. It analyzes components of the practice of medicine. It contributes to the philosophy of science, and particularly to understandings of explanation, causation, and experimentation, as well as debates over applications of scientific knowledge. Now, I've put up there a few of the questions which were listed on the Stanford Encyclopedia site. The one I want to draw your attention to is the bottom one. What is the purpose of medicine? One way we might think about medicine is that it's about the alleviation of symptoms. The patient comes to us complaining of something, and the doctor's job is to get rid of those symptoms. But as history of medicine has moved on, we're also seeing doctors doing much more on preventative medicine, giving out vaccines, giving out antihypertensives to people who are otherwise feeling well. And that seems to be more about reducing the risk of morbidity. morbidity and mortality. We're also offering health promotion clinics, which might lead us to think that, well, is medicine actually about promotion of health? And if it is, then it raises the question, well, what is health? What do we mean by it? Philosophy of healthcare. Now, that doesn't have a Stanford Encyclopedia entry, or at least as yet. So I got this information browsing around various sites, and we find that it's the study of ethics, processes, and people which constitute the maintenance of health for human beings. It overlaps with and contributes to both moral and political philosophy. And it's primarily concerned with the following questions. Okay, so there I've just given you a list of other questions about that. But again, we might think in this notion of healthcare, most of that word is health. So again, you know, you need to ask the question, what is it that we're actually caring for? Because only when we've established that can we really get to the meaning of healthcare. So what I want to say about philosophy of health is this. It is the study of theories and research methodologies relating to the concept of health. It's primarily concerned with the following questions. What does health mean? What are the measures of health? What are sufficient and necessary conditions for health? What is the importance of health? How does illness affect our understanding of what matters? How, if at all, does technological advancement affect our understanding of health? And it contributes to the understanding of function, explanation, causation, the nature of evidence, the mind-body relation, realism and anti-realism, holism, reductionism, rationalism, empiricism, fact-value dichotomy, theories of well-being and ethics, machine learning, theories of justice. So you can see it's affecting many, many different things, and hopefully we'll be bringing out some of those aspects during this weekend. And so it's has important implications for policy and healthcare. So I hope what I've done in this brief introduction is to whet your appetite to find out a little bit more about philosophy of health and what our speakers have to say about that.